seen that about you, bro. You're in that mix, bro. Handsome, one of the most handsome Māori fellas ever to
But we've
talk
got the
about sport,
fabulous
bro.
the young star in
But I don't
Tauranga
think we're going
online
to get the
now.
chance to go across the ditch. We are going to get a hold of a young man by the name of Mr. Keanu Keeney. Him and his whānau moved across to the Gold Coast to cast his dreams to the wind. And he is proudly his debut last week. But we welcome tēnō hunrere te mākuiki ki te kōrero Pānaki, ngā rangatira hei Aopopo. His name is Mr. Keanu Keeney, and he is online with us. Kia ora, young fella.
Kia ora, Ray. How are you?
Oh boy, you wish you could see. I wish you could see my smile, man. I wish you could see my. I am so proud of you. Congratulations. You got a you got your start in the NRL, which is coming up. You know, how tell us about how excited you are, apart from how excited I am. How do you feel?
No, thanks, Uncle, for that. But I feel it's been pretty exciting. It's gone pretty fast. Obviously, moving over 2 years ago with mum and dad, going to school here, and now making my debut last week for the top side and starting at fullback tomorrow. It's so exciting. All the sacrifices my mum and dad have done for me is, and for myself as well, has starting to pay off. So it's only just the start, but looking forward to what it brings, eh?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. When you talk about the schooling over there, I know that there. Did you go to one of the schools that had the NRL package where they're teaching you the game as well? Was that part of your education?
Yeah. So our plan was to come over here and come to a good school. So the Titans gave us the option to go to the Palm Beach Currumbin, which is down south of Gold Coast, and they have. It's one of the best rugby league schools you can go to over here, and basically rugby league's incorporated into your everyday school life. So yeah, I was the coaching over there. My coach Tim McCann, Pedro, and Jono are amazing.
It's stunning. So what, there's how would you rate it for? I know there's that awesome man that you call your dad, and I was there to witness some of the amazing things that you've done. That what is what are they does is, how does the school how do, what was the school teaching you that would prep you for your time in the NRL? Has were those things that
Yeah.
you learned, have they been helpful?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, coming over from New Zealand, obviously, as you say, my dad is a very knowledgeable fella when it comes to rugby league. And I learned so much off of him. But to come over here and learn how the Australian system works, to come over here, he has really helped me because it's definitely different. The way they run things over here, the way the systems run, you've got to get used to it. And the family support is very important for New Zealand, young New Zealand fellas coming over. If I didn't have my mum and dad, or family support at least, I don't think it would have been the same. Because as you know, young fellas from New Zealand, we need our family.
No, awesome. So you're in the top grade, obviously, with last week, as you say, with when you started. What is it, what have you enjoyed the most about the environment of being and being known as an NRL player? How are you what's it like preparing yourself, for last week's game? What was that like, and what's it like going into this week's game for you? What's the difference? What are you aiming for?
Yeah, I think coming out of school, it was definitely daunting coming to all the adults, all the big time players. But I think the biggest thing for me was to come in and learn from them and try and earn their respect. That's how I sort of got prepared myself to play in the NRL. And obviously a lot of nerves, but I think I have a lot of confidence playing in the Q Cup for Burleigh Bears. The log the that's the one under NRL. Getting a lot of confidence from that. And yeah, obviously just learning from the, because obviously we have like in my position at fullback at Titans, there's Jaden Campbell and AJ, so I just learn off them and just waiting my time. Yeah.
What's it, tell us about the coach. What's it like to be coached? So that you know what's it like to have your coach demand does the coach demand the role that he wants you to play based against you know taking on the Rabbitohs? Does he give you a specific role that you've got to that he wants you to execute, or how do you, what's the approach that the coaches take with you?
Yeah, he just wants to give me full confidence. Whenever I do talk to Justin, the coach, he just tells me to go out there and bring my energy. Don't go away from my natural game. Obviously, like I've played, gone into this arena by playing my natural game, my natural flair. So he doesn't want me to lose that. And then obviously, in Brilli, Luke Burt has been a huge help for me. I've played most of my games this year for Brearley, so he's been a big help. But yeah, just transitioning to that next step in NRL, I think the main thing for me is just to stay to what my strengths are, bring energy and my use my speed. Yeah.
Just yeah, don't go away from that, boy. That's the magic that you were gifted with, and it's you know as one of your many many proud uncles, you know we love to see you're doing what you're doing. Now tell us about is it what does the week look like? Have you now that you're a full-time player, there's you don't have to do anything else other than train. And know the team calls and get yourself ready for the game. Is that what your week looks like now?
Well, ever since November last year, from preseason lasted about 2-3 months. It was basically every day. Preseason was very tough for myself, but I thought I handled it well and it's definitely tough every day trying to go in and back it up every day. But now in season, it's basically day in, day out. So basically, if we play on a Saturday, we have the Sunday off, recovery Monday, and then one main day on Wednesday, and then captain's run Friday. So it is pretty good for us. We still definitely do work hard in the preseason, which a lot of people don't see behind closed doors. Now we're definitely blessed to be in this position, and hopefully, earn my spot there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, look, I know that it was unscheduled. I just thought I would text mum and just see if mum if there's a chance that I could have a chat with you. Know that you're playing, knowing that you're playing tomorrow, and I wanted to, you know, try and use my my uncle role and just
Yeah.
Got this really beautiful platform on Radio Wātea where we talk with all our sports stars every week. So it'd be really nice to be able to come, you know, come inside and have a chat with you because we're everyone's proud of what you're doing over here. And as I say, because of you being a part of the Titans, my only NRL team ever has been the Warriors, but now I have an official second. A second NRL team, which is the Titans, because of you and what you're doing, and we're just so proud of you. So keep good luck for tomorrow night. Kick those rabbits' butts and play do your best. Just keep doing what you're doing, and the world will come and support you, boys. So all the very best, eh?